USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans in Afghanistan are being warned to stay away from the Kabul airport due to terrorist threats tied to ISIS. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul sent out the alert early Thursday. Senior U.S. officials are reporting that the warning was related to specific threats involving ISIS and potential vehicle bombs. Vice President Kamala Harris talks about the evacuation on Wednesday.
Our highest priority right now is evacuating American citizens, evacuating Afghans who worked with us, and Afghans who are at risk.
A federal appeals court Wednesday upheld the death sentence for Dylan Roof, the convicted mass shooter from the summer of 2015. His target was Black American members of a church in Charleston, South Carolina. It should be noted that Attorney General Merrick Garland last month issued a moratorium on federal executions. Roof remains on death row at Terre Haute Federal Prison in Indiana. USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
With more on the ISIS threat in Afghanistan, Dan Naraki reports.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has issued a warning to Americans not to travel to the airport, citing a security threat from an ISIS splinter group. CNN reporting the warning was issued because of a very specific threat stream from the group ISIS-K. Intelligence officials believe ISIS-K is capable of coordinating an attack on the crowds outside of the Hamid Karzai International Airport in an effort to create mayhem in the capital city. Seth Jones is a former advisor to U.S. Special Operations in Afghanistan and tells CNBC that the threat needs to be taken seriously.
ISIS-K has shown an ability that they can conduct surveillance on targets, including ones like large numbers of people at the airport. They can get the weapons and suicide bombers and truck bombs into the area and then execute the attack. They've done this repeatedly over the past year or two, and I think the idea of targeting people around the airport right now with their American forces is a tempting target.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Vice President Kamala Harris, nearly 2,900 miles from the chaos in Afghanistan, talks about the Biden administration's concerns Wednesday from Vietnam.
Our highest priority right now is evacuating American citizens, evacuating Afghans who worked with us, and Afghans who are at risk, with a priority around women and children. And we have made significant progress in that regard. I believe it's since August 14th, I believe, we have evacuated over 80,000 people. And as you know, each day and night, we continue to evacuate thousands of people, understanding that it is risky for them to be there. It is a dangerous and difficult mission, but it must be seen through, and we intend to see it through as best as we can.
A study of 400,000 people overseas is revealing one of the COVID-19 vaccines is waning in its protection with time.
A new study says protection against COVID-19 is waning among those who received the Pfizer vaccine. The UK study of 400,000 individuals who got both doses shows 88% effectiveness for a month after receiving the shots. However, the study says effectiveness fell to 74% 5 or 6 months after getting both Pfizer doses. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.